435. You wouldn't believe it. How spooky is that? 435, the number worn by our next guest. He's an absolute ripper. One of our favourites, Rooch. In fact, when his beautiful mum gave birth to him, do you know what came out first? One of his massive pectorals. Chad Corns joined us now.
Wow.
Hello, Chad. Bit
too much information there.
Oh, I've missed you both. What an intro. Thank you, mate.
Now, Chad, what do you get your father at 75?
Yes.
Well, I feel shameful, Rooch. I only realised it was his birthday when I saw Nicole's Instagram story this morning. But I didn't let him.
You are busy,
I didn't let him know that.
No, hey, let's be fair. You are busy.
That I was the last child to call him.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, 75. It's
Don't tell me I wished him happy birthday before you did.
I got him about 10:30.
Oh, well.
We did it at 3 o'clock. Gee. We almost opened the show. Hey, we like to have a bit of a chin wag before we get into the nitty-gritty, but your beautiful little girl, Winter, how's she going and what's she bench-pressing now?
She does like watching me do weights, which, you know, might be a good sign for the future. She had her first real bout of gastro yesterday, that's not much fun where they're that age and it's just coming out of both ends. But, no, all in all, she's been amazing. Love it. Best thing that's ever happened to me. So
beautiful little family. Enjoy all the picks as well. All right, let's get into the nitty gritty. You've got no Ryan Burton. One thing with Burto, you know he's going to do his job. Rochelle and Rankin, he would have gone to one surely. How do you counter that?
Yep. Yeah, it's been a real topic of discussion, obviously, especially for Nathan Bassett this week. Riley Bonner will come in. Tom Cleary will come in. Both have played great games for the footy club in the past. But, yeah, missing Birdo will be a loss for us because he both, you know, defends normally the opposition's best small forward and not great last week as with the rest of the team. But round one, what he gave us in offence was outstanding as well. So, big loss for us. But, you know, like I said, Clubs and Bonds have been in good form, doing all the right things on the track. So, we're pretty excited to get those two back in.
So another look at your attack, a different mix there, Chad. No Fantasia, no Georgiades. How did that play out at match committee?
Start with Mitch. It's been a tough call for Mitch. Like he's been involved a lot. Like he gets for the position he plays, he gets a high number of possessions. Mm. He's normally getting three or four shots on goal, but he just hasn't been converting, and his basic skill level's been a little bit off as well. So it's not like he's horribly out of form. We just thought it might be best for him to go back to the Maggies, play with a bit of freedom, do what he does best, which really launch and attack himself in the aerial contest, which we probably haven't seen him do to the level we know he can at AFL level. So maybe for him, just take the pressure off, go back and enjoy his footy, and I'm sure it won't be long before he's back in the team. And Raz is similar. Like, Raz has had shots on goals he would normally finish previously. But all in all, I've just been rapt to see him get through a few AFL games. Really like working with him in the forward line. He's a great person. He's a great teammate. And again, it won't be long before he's back in the AFL team either.
So, Chaddy, if you can, tell us how it works. You lose two of your boys. You're the forward coach. How does selection work? How much say do you have, or is it... Kenny obviously has the final say. Does Chris Davies have say? Yep. How many people get to have their say?
It's mainly, you know, obviously Kenny is the overarching figure. CD sits in match committee, but he doesn't really have much input unless asked by Kenny. We do selection on Thursday, but there'll be a lot of discussions had Tuesday and even Wednesday on the day off, just so we're pretty much all on the same page when we get in there Thursday. So it's very rare that there's any surprises once we get into match committee Thursday. Most of the work has been done prior to that, like I said. So there is some, you know, every line coach has their input to other lines as well. It's really collaborative this year, which has been great. They're normally not more than half an hour with the work that's been done leading into that. That Thursday meeting.
Now, as you know, sitting across from me or standing across from me is one of the most astute football brains in the world. He watched Jeremy Finlayson play and says he's not ready for AFL at this stage.
But he wasn't convincing.
Yes, that was a discussion had in match committee as well, Roach. Mm. hasn't really shot the lights out for the games he's played in the Maggies so far, but we just feel like he's the type of player that's he's going to play his best footy in the AFL. He had a lot of shots on goal last week, and normally one of the best finishes I've seen. He might have kicked 0 goals for, I think, but when he gets it, it normally ends up in a teammate's hand. He delivers the ball really well, and importantly as well, he's a really good ruck chop out with Scooter Lysett, which then allows Charlie to do the majority of his work in the forward line. So it wasn't an easy call, Roach, but we're thinking that Mitch might, you know, benefit from just going back to the Maggies for a week or two. He was the obvious one to then come in.
Chad, you were the spirit of the showdowns as a player.
Crazy.
Well, he loved it. Now it gets this extra element with the jumper and the tradition that it has at Port Adelaide. How does that all layer into itself there at Albion?
Yeah, over the last couple of years especially, CD's been the instigator of most of these. Prior to every showdown, especially our home showdowns, he'll get someone from the past to come in and speak to us. I'm not sure I can give it away, but we did have someone, one of the absolute greats of the footy club, come in this morning and gave a rundown of, you know, his time at the club and what showdowns mean to him when he was involved in the club and now as a supporter. And then as a overall supporter group, what our supporters want to see from us tomorrow. So that was great.
Who was that again?
I don't know if the club's let it out yet on the website, so I don't want to get in trouble, but you'll see soon enough, I'm sure.
It's the first time I've never caught him out. I thought I might have got him then.
He was one of my favourites when I was there.
Roger James.
No, he's a lot older than me. That's all I can say, Kimbo.
Does the jumper do anything, though, Chad?
Oh, yeah. Getting back to your question, Roach, we do a really good job of making the players understand the importance of this and, in turn, wearing the prison bar jersey as well.
Interesting. And you grew up seeing it in a different light. So what's it mean to you?
I remember the first time I put it on, we wore it 2002 v. Carlton.
Yep.
Never worn the Guernsey before, but I've never been able to articulate it properly what it felt like. And this sounds quite dumb, but I just felt tougher and stronger when I put it on. And there's that air of invincibility around it when you put it on. Having watched Port beat up Glenelg so often in the late 80s, early 90s, it was a jumper that I was a bit intimidated by as a young kid because of the way the boys played in it, how passionate the Port supporters were, and just pretty much how often they beat Glenelg up. So it was an absolute honour to wear it that first time, and to be able to wear it, you know, two or three more times throughout the rest of my career was, you know, the very special moment.
Chaddy, we're only 2 weeks into the season. Everyone's up and about, but who's impressed you so far in your squad?
If I'm looking forward line,
anywhere.
Obviously that's where most of my attention goes to. I've been really, really impressed with Charlie, both as a leader over the last month and the way he's been pretty passionate, especially after the loss on the weekend. The things he said to the forward line group in particular was great to sit back and have a leader like that that everyone listens to when he speaks. And he's not only speaking, he's delivering on field. And the other two in the forward line have been super consistent so far, Toddy Marshall and then Sam Power Pepper, the way he plays every week. He very rarely has a down week, and his effort and intensity is at the highest level week in, week out. So they're the three for my end I've been really wrapped with.
And what about the approach of Willie Rioli?
Yeah, great. Really, really good round one. Probably a little bit hard on him after the game internally against Collingwood. I sometimes forget just how hard that position is to play. But all in all, what he's brought, he's a lovable guy. All the boys really get around him. And he doesn't speak often, but when he does, what comes out of his mouth is really, really smart. He's got a great footy brain. And during pre-season, his skill level is at the highest level. So I am expecting him to love the spotlight on him in the showdown tomorrow, and predicting a big game from him.
Chad, so much attention on Jason Horne-Francis and a lot of video cut up during the week and point made about him not chasing, etc. How have you handled him this week?
he gets a lot of pressure on him, doesn't he?
So, yeah, he does.
I think a lot of people, even me, just because the way he looks, the way he plays, forget that he's 19 years old. When I was 19, geez, I was hopeless. And my effort was really inconsistent. It takes you normally to 21, 22 before you understand what it takes week in, week out. But in terms of a person and a teammate and his coachability, he's been outstanding. So I don't quite understand why, you know, the other supporters are so hard on him, but we couldn't love him anymore. And I can understand he's going to be a little up and down. But if we get some more glimpses of what he did in round one, yeah, we'll all be pretty happy.
Now, you seem to live off opposition supporters jeering you. In some ways, you actually encouraged it. Now, how does Jason Horne-Francis take it?
Yeah, well, I haven't told him yet, but when opposition fans are booing you and booing you consistently, it means you're a good player and you're doing something right. So it was a bit of a, like you said, I loved it and I stirred it on even more. I encouraged it even more, but by that stage, Rich, I was probably a little older than him. I was probably 22, 23 when I really started to embrace that. So I'll definitely have a chat to him about it. But he's got, you know, Josh Carr as his midfield coach, who's, you know, just as experienced in that part of the game as I was. So Carr's been super impressive in the way he's dealt with all the mids. He's been outstanding.
Last one, Chatty, then we'll let you go. You were talking about Charlie Dixon, how impressed you've been. I think he's marking as well as he has since he's come to Adelaide anyway. Any reason for that?
Oh, we do a lot of extra work and have done since pre-season started. But the three guys in particular that are out there half an hour, a lot of the guys are working on their craft pre-training now. But you know, the specific guys that are doing extra aerial, you know, probably three or four times a week, you know, Toddy, Charlie and Mitch, and you know, the harder you work on something, the better you get at it. There's no secret behind it, but have been really impressed, like I said, with Charlie driving these other guys to get better as well. So he's been a great leader in our forward line.
Definitely the last one. Bokey, we didn't mention him. Has he been getting around the young boys? He'd be up and about. Could have won it in round three last year, and he couldn't nail that goal.
We haven't spoken about that, but now, during the meeting this morning, he had a bit to say about what they mean to him. A guy coming from interstate, he didn't understand the history until he got here and how much he has then embraced what this week means to our supporters and footy club. So always a great leader and we're really lucky to have him.
Chad, really appreciate your time. It's going to be 50,000 there tomorrow. May the best team win. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys, and like I said, always good to speak to you. Thank you.
You big pectoral you. There he is. He's an absolute ripper. He loves hearing that. He is a ripper. He's the best of all the Corns. Hey, I like them all.
He's got a big heart in that pectoral.
Oh, he has.
Big heart.
He is a beauty. We used to go and have a few frothies when he was part of the Channel 9 team.
I can never lose that image of him showing the ball to the Crows fans during a show.
Jumping up on the fence too. And we had him on.
And he loved it.
I did the live cross prior to the final. Yes. We'd go to him and Simon Goodwin and he said, this is the final we want to have.
I know, the dream
and
final.
And bang, you know what happened.
It was a nightmare.